Hello all, welcome to the Ex-Millennial Man podcast, the podcast for SeedSync.com. I am your host, R.D. Kulik, and with me is the man that I would never discontinue from the most failing of restaurants I had, and that's the greatest other host, Ty. How are you today, Ty?
Hi, everybody. I figured you were just going to say discontinue from being your brother, because that would be brutal.
I want to trade you up for French ties instead of potato
French ties. Got it. American ties? Is that what you wanted to call them?
Yep. What we're going to talk about today is discontinued food items. And I actually thought of this, Ty. I've been thinking about this for a while, but just like last week, Panera eliminated like 30% of its menu.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I live in St. Louis, as most of our listeners know, and I even work there. So I call it St. Louis Bread Company. I believe your wife is the same.
Yeah. And I didn't my younger brother, your older brother, Seth, also worked there.
He got me the job there. I was all excited. He's like, oh, I'm going to train you. This will be great. 2 weeks later, he moved to Colorado.
Yeah.
So, he trained me. He said that much, but I only got to work with him.
And a little inside baseball here. I don't know if they still do it, but I know back when, I think when you worked there, the French onion soup, it wasn't Swiss cheese. It was Provel that they would put on top of it.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, no, Panera decided they were going to eliminate like a ton of items. And to be completely fair, the only time I have thought about eating at Panera the last few years is when I heard that their lemonade could kill me. And I still didn't make
it. Well, for the listeners, too, when I worked there, I don't think you ever had to pay. I know our mom and dad never had to pay because I was just talking to our dad about it the other day.
Yeah, I did go. And it's one of the items they got rid of during the great fried chicken sandwich wars of the 2020s. Mm-hmm. Panera had a version, which I'm like, yeah, okay.
But was it good? I never had it.
Yeah, I mean, it was like I'd rather have Popeyes, but
yeah, exactly. Well, and that's the thing with me too. Working at Bread Company, I think I worked there for 2 years. I never had to pay for anything. I feel weird now when my wife or kids, oh, let's go to Bread Company. I'm like, I got to pay for this food now, so I don't eat at Bread Company that much anymore.
But to think about it, and then you said even off mic, you had done some research. And it's like, I don't really remember that. But Ty, there's some things in here I really remember. And I got some crazy stories about. And these are discontinued food items from popular restaurants. Okay.
Yeah, that's because you just said food items. I was going to say this. I looked up fast food.
I'll tell you right now, the only restaurants I cover here are McDonald's, KFC, Burger King, Taco Bell. And then I've got a couple of Wendy's, a Hardee's, Carl's Jr., and I'm going to end on a Sonic.
Okay, perfect.
So these are things
I know all those places.
Almost anybody listening, I know there's some people talk about In-N-Out and some things at In-N-Out. I'll tell you right now, go to In-N-Out, get the burger, the fries are trash, the shakes are trash. Okay, that's it. But I don't know anything discontinued. I know there's some Whataburger stuff, but you can't get Whataburger everywhere.
Yeah, I saw a Shake Shack thing, which I know is expanding, but yeah.
Yeah, so I wanted to focus on the big ones. And I'm going to focus, Ty, at the top here, on the one that almost everybody's going to agree with, and that is the McDonald's fried pie.
Yeah. So the fried pie is awesome. I remember having them as a kid, and it's funny. I don't eat it. That's the thing, too, about me. I don't eat a lot of fast food restaurants anymore because, as we all realize as we're getting older, like it doesn't sit well with my GI, like my gastrointestinal stuff. So it's very rare when I go out, but I remember I went to McDonald's like maybe a month ago and I was with my son. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get an apple pie. And it just was not what I remembered at all.
Fried pies were actually introduced the exact same year the Big Mac was, 1968. And when I say fried pie, I'm mostly talking about the fried apple pie. But during the course of this time, they had cherry. I know they had peach. They had a blueberry. They had all sorts of different ones. There was one year I was back in St. Louis for Christmas and there was the McDonald's on Manchester Road and Old Baldwin that we used to eat at a lot. And they had like a board with all the different fried pies over the year. And I'm like, holy crap, they had that. But mainly the apple pie here.
Yeah.
Now, this is, gosh, maybe 9-10 years ago for my in-laws. It was their 50th anniversary. And we went to Hawaii. And I remember we were on the island of Kauai. Now, I found later on it's anywhere in Hawaii, just looking for something to eat. And we saw McDonald's. We're like, look, we'll just run in and get McDonald's. Nobody was happy. It's like, oh, we're in Hawaii. We should eat poi, which is not great, but or whatever stupid stuff there. But we go into McDonald's, and while I go in, again, this is, I want to say 2015. As I go in, I look up, and you know, my son was younger at the time, and get him a treat, get him a pie, and they put a fried pie on my... And I went back to the table with my wife, my father-in-law, and my mother-in-law, and I go, they have this fried pie, and my wife and father-in-law got up, and they each went up to one immediately.
That's how good they are.
And I did learn there's like one McDonald's somewhere in California that still does it, and then all of them on Hawaii do it.
Okay.
But McDonald's said they got rid of it to make it healthier, and then their baked pies are nowhere near healthier, and they don't taste as good.
No, that's the problem. Like, with the fried pie, it was, you know, this nice, and I was talking to my daughter about this. I'm not necessarily a person who likes fruit in my desserts because I want fruit to be cold and I like it when it's crunchy and not bushy like that. But the fried apple pies at McDonald's were like a nice treat, especially if you brought it home and put a scoop of ice cream on it while it was still hot. And that month ago when I had that baked crust one, I'm just like, this, like, I go to McDonald's now to scratch certain itches that I have because I try and eat low carb most of the time. So when I am going to McDonald's, it's like, I want to eat whatever's bad for me, and getting a baked apple pie is just not the same.
Well, speaking of what's bad for you, McDonald's fries are legendary. We did a whole podcast that I got more hate stuff on than ever in talking about fries. But most people do agree that McDonald's is up near the top fries.
Watch. Totally.
Ty, prior to 1990, they were even better, and very few people remember this. But prior to 1990, they used to cook the fries in beef tallow, in beef fat. Oh,
man, I don't remember that.
Sounds amazing. I'm old enough to still semi-remember it. They got rid of it because I know some dude in his 40s, which both of us, I'm on the closer to the 5-0 era than you are, but he had like a heart attack and started some like go against McDonald's because it was McDonald's fault. And
see, that's the whole... It's like the same thing with Morgan Spurlock, and I will fully admit, like, I don't like that dude now, but Super Size Me definitely changed the way I ate food. But also, like, you have to, it's not one food item that does that to you. You have to, I'm sure this gentleman who had a heart attack was sick from some other stuff.
Yes, yeah. Well, and then I think there's a lawsuit because McDonald's used to say their fries were vegetarian, and so this is where it stopped, and it was about 1990, okay. They stopped cooking them. They may one day bring back the fried pies. They are never bringing back the beef fried French fries.
That sounds awesome. Like, oh, yeah. I caramelized a shallot the other day and put beef broth on it. Mm-hmm. It was one of the best things I've ever eaten in my life. So I imagine eating McDonald's French fries cooked in beef tallow would be pretty rad.
And then the other big one I want to bring up, because you brought it up off mic, is a Szechuan sauce.
Never had it. I don't like Rick and Morty, so I don't get the whole the deal around it. And I've never had the Szechuan sauce. I know that you and I have talked previous too about how the Rick and Morty fans go crazy for this stuff, but I've never had it before. I don't know what the big deal is. I like McDonald's barbecue sauce, so when I do get chicken nuggets, I use the barbecue sauce. I assume you've had the Szechuan sauce.
Yeah, so the Szechuan sauce, for people to know that aren't into Rick and Morty, and thank yourself for that. And before I go on, I think Rick and Morty, and even the episode that this was kind of featured in, I think it's great. I actually did think it's great. My problem with Rick and Morty is, my problem with a lot of shows is, it was just the same stuff after a while. So it's like, I've seen it, so I kind of checked out and I left. And I can hear a lot of you screaming now and typing on your computers, oh, it's different, and you missed this. Now, you know what,
Those are the same people who are like, oh, The Simpsons haven't been good since 1990.
Yeah. Szechuan sauce was a Chinese-inspired sauce that came out around the time the movie Mulan came out.
The live action one?
No, the animated one. So sometime in the 90s. And then there was a throwaway line in Rick and Morty about how Rick loved the Szechuan sauce. So McDonald's brought it back. Gosh, for the life of me, I should have looked this up. I can't remember who it was, but some famous person bought, Ty, you won the race that I turned off here, but Deadmau5 bought like a bottle of it. And I think served it at a concert or something. And I remember thinking, oh, this will be cool. But what happened is, a bunch of Rick and Morty fans, and McDonald's didn't make tons of this stuff. So when they would film themselves, so they didn't have any, acting like jackasses, because these all people think that Rick is the hero. Rick is the villain of the show. All right. Again, I can hear you all typing right now. So
it's like the same people who think Paul Atreides is the hero in Dune. He's not.
Well, they may be making Dune Messiah. And you guys,
God, I hope so.
I just hope they make God Emperor Dune so I can see the man worm thing.
That'd be rad.
Those are the big ones with McDonald's.
Well, no. I want to know your feeling on Szechuan sauce.
To be honest with you, I don't remember. Being like, oh, this stuff's the bomb. It's
okay.
McDonald's released it a few more times after that. Those are the big ones. But there's a couple of, before I move on to some really weird stuff, I want to cover a couple of other McDonald's things that were memorable to me, because I actually have some clips that we're going to play a game of I want you to guess the voice.
All right.
So McDonald's, everybody in the 1980s, there were two big things when it came to fast food. One was the styrofoam containers, and the other was the just dripping of trans fats. Mm-hmm. And the ozone layer was being eaten up because of partially the styrofoam containers.
So much styrofoam.
So they started to move away. And then, but the other thing was, okay, everybody needs to get healthier because we're all becoming fat cows now. Now, before McDonald's fully got away from the styrofoam containers, they decided to lean into the healthiness. And they came up with the McDLT. Now, do you know what this is?
So it's funny because I listen to a bunch of different podcasts with people who are in their 50s and they always talk about this. I have no idea what it
is. Okay, I'm going to play a commercial. And this was, it might have been a Super Bowl commercial. It was like a minute long. McDonald's put a lot of money into this. Okay. I don't think I wrote the year down, but it was mid, late 1980s.
I think before you played, I know who's in the commercial because I've seen clips.
Okay.
So Jason Alexander as George
Costanza. You are right. But yeah. Okay. No, he's not as George Costanza.
No, just, yeah, it's just Jason.
He's got a full head of hair. So I'm going to play this for you.
Hey, you say you're getting tired of lettuce and tomato hamburgers in this town that don't quite make it?
Yeah!
You say that just once you'd like your hamburger hot and your lettuce and tomato cool and crisp all at the same time?
Yeah!
Well, I say you got it. I'm talking McDonald's new lettuce and tomato hamburger. McDLT.
I'm talking quarter pound of beef on the hot, hot side.
And the hot stays hot.
The new McDLT.
Hot, hot.
Crisp lettuce and tomato on the cool, cool side.
And the cool stays cool.
The new McDLT.
Cool, crisp.
The beef stays hot. The cool stays crisp. Put it together, you can't resist. The hottest taste, the coolest dish.
Keep it hot, hot. Keep it cool, cool. McDLT. McDLT. Hot, beefy, McDLT. Cool, crisp, LT, McD, LT. It's a good time.
Hot, beefy, McD.
For the great taste.
Cool, crisp, LT.
Of McDonald's.
Could be the best tasting lettuce and tomato hamburger ever.
McD, LT.
Yeah, they used to know how to make commercials die.
Well, it's funny. Like, the only reason I knew it was George Costanza is I watch a lot of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Love that show. And
yeah,
I know
we're recording
one day,
this the week it's done.
Yeah, which, awesome finale, but I was on, like, just going through a rabbit hole one night on the internet when I was looking up stuff about Curb Your Enthusiasm, more specifically the season where they do the Seinfeld reunion on there. And I ended up on this commercial and I'm like, what is this? So I showed everybody I knew afterward.
Oh,
so the whole evidence of this thing, though, is like the burger's hot, but the veggies are cold, right?
So it's still a styrofoam containers and it was a two chamber thing. And on one side, you had the lower bun and the burger. And the other side, you had the upper bun, the lettuce, and tomato. And it's supposed to be this side's hot, that side's cold, because we all know the best way to eat a burger is for the top to be cold and the bottom to be hot.
Yeah, that won't taste horrible at all when you actually bite down.
Well, along with the death of the styrofoam container kind of came the death of the McDLT, but McDonald's leaned into a couple of years later, they came out with the McLean, which was like a burger drained of all its fat. It looked like a gray slab of yuckiness.
Vaguely remember this. It sounds similar. The name sounds similar. I didn't know that it looked like how you described it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Where McDonald's in the 1990s kind of went crazy was with, they wanted to upscale their thing. And they've done this a few times, but it really kind of hit its nadir, so to say, in the 1990s with the Arch Deluxe.
I don't know what that is.
The Arch Deluxe was supposed to be their fancy burger. Again, this is the 90s. It's before we really got into the fancy burger craze. But McDonald's is like, they used to have commercials. One, I think, was like Jennifer Beals' first acting gig ever.
Oh, wow.
Where she's like, hey, mom and dad, we should go to McDonald's. They're like, McDonald's, but you can get an Arch Deluxe. And they're like, ooh, that's for me. And they had another one. They had another one with this like teenage girl and boy, and the boy is like picking stuff off his burger and drinking soda like through the straw where you put your finger on it and stuff. Uh-huh. And she's eating her Arch Deluxe and she's like, I do guess girls mature faster than boys.
So this is a burger for grownups?
So I'm going to play you their main commercial. Again, this was a huge advertising campaign that McDonald's put behind this, and minor sound quality with this. I apologize, but you'll be able to hear what the Arch Deluxe is.
My brother wanted to be a cowboy, but me?
Andrew Sovio, McDonald's executive chef, food enthusiast, and the man who actually created the Arch Deluxe.
Quality ingredients are just the start of a great burger. Crisp leaves of iceberg lettuce. The stone ground mustard sauce. Mmm. The soft, comforting potato roll. I'm in the zone. All layered together in one symphony of taste. I made it for you. I love being a chef.
McDonald's Arch Deluxe, the country's favorite new burger.
And not just because of the hat.
So he's like supposed to be a famous chef making a burger.
Yeah.
The most quote unquote grown up thing on there was stone ground mustard, but it wasn't just that. It was a stone ground mustard sauce.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm sure they bastardized it some possible way.
Yeah. I remember having the art, and McDonald's failed terribly at this. It came out in 96 and they quietly discontinued it in 2000. Yeah, it was their fancy burger to bring fancy people in. And McDonald's didn't stop there. Around this time, too, they came out. It was close to when Super Size Me came out.
Okay.
Which a lot of what Spurlock did, and that has been proven, that he did not tell the truth. And like you said, exactly. He has a still an entertaining as hell movie.
Yeah, I mean, the movie changed how I ate fast food at the time. But yeah, in hindsight, Morgan Spurlock's a jackass. Yeah. So.
But McDonald's did have their salads, then they had these salad shakers where they were like these cups.
I don't remember that either. Oh, I saw pictures of that. I'm like, I have no idea what
this
is.
I remember these well. At the end of the day, McDonald's, they haven't really tried the salads as much lately. They've tried fancier burgers every now and then, but they just kind of give it up. They let it go.
Well, and the thing that's like, you know, when I do go to McDonald's on the rare occasions, I get the same thing. I get two double cheeseburgers and a medium French fry because I'm not drinking soda at the moment. So I don't want fancy stuff. I don't want my lettuce, tomato. When I go to McDonald's, like I said, when I go to McDonald's, I want the meat, cheese, whatever weird onions, ketchup, mustard, pickles on. I'm good to go. That's all I need on my burger. I don't need them to fancify some stuff. Even my daughter, who likes chicken sandwiches, when she goes there, all she wants is pickles, mayo, chicken. She doesn't need all the extra stuff that they add on there. And she's eight and a half. She'll get mad at me because it was her half birthday.
Yes, yeah. I get it.
But I don't go to McDonald's to eat fancy. I don't go to McDonald's to be like, oh, let me have a glass of wine with my meal because I'm having something really good.
Before people say, I know McDonald's said they officially retired the McRib. No, they didn't.
Because I was going to ask you about that because I read that. The McRib is gross, by the way. I know you like it. I had it. Again, this was maybe a year or two ago when they brought it back during the pandemic. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go have a McRib. It was awful. Maybe it's just that I had a bad one, but those fake bones put in there, the white onion and pickles, and it's too much barbecue. So why do you like it? That's just gross, man.
It's just probably psychic memory or something.
It's like a vinegar bomb, too. Yeah. Whatever they put in their barbecue. Again, I like their barbecue sauce. There's too much of it on that McRib.
But that's why I said, that's why I wouldn't put this on here. And there's a bunch of other, like people say McPizza or the McSpaghetti or stuff. Well, it never was really around us. Those were test marketed things. And one day I'll do one on just the weirdest, almost fast food items we got. But I wanted to cover what we got. And I'm going to move over to Burger King. And there's not a lot here because here's the thing with Burger King. They have as much discontinued items as anybody else, but theirs are all failures. You could call the Arch Deluxe or the McDLT a failure. In a way, they were not. McDonald's put a lot of money. They stood by them. Burger King will come out with some new chicken sandwich. If it sucks in a month, they never come out with it again. They just close it up. But there are two particular things that I think Burger King did. One good, one bad. The first one is the Burger King bundles. Again, this is something I remember really well. The one thing Burger King
does.
One thing, this is early 90s, late 80s. The one thing Burger King does really well is make a burger.
Mm-hmm. I think they have the best fast food burgers, personally.
And their burgers are big. They're big.
Oh, yeah.
So they came out with this BK bundles, which were about, each burger was about a third of the size, and they were like little sliders in the tray.
Oh, nice.
And I remember this well, and it's like, where the hell are the BK bundles? Because you know what they were? They were much better White Castle burgers.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
And it could be they were just ahead of their time. I mean, sliders weren't big in the 90s. They're huge now.
They're massive now.
Burger King, get on that. But here's one, when I said Burger King comes up with stuff that just fails immediately, this is one that failed immediately, but I have to bring it up.
Sure.
And that's the saddest fries.
Saddest?
Like satisfied, but fries.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you don't remember these? This is 2013. They were Burger King's healthy French fries.
How do you make a healthy French fry?
Yeah, you don't. It was terrible.
What did they do? Like, what's the whole...
I already think Burger King has bad fries, but they're almost hollow.
And so it's just a skin?
Yeah, basically, and barely salted. They were awful.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
As a matter of fact, they tried to sell a burger that had the fries on it, and I remember the commercial, the kid was like, oh, that guy's eating the burger like I do. It's like, they were so bad and so stupid. It's Burger King. I'm not coming to get healthy French fries.
No, I do want to mention one thing, too, because being broke, especially when you and I lived together, I would go to a place like Burger King and order off their value menu, and they had a Western cheeseburger, which I like, but they also have this thing called a rodeo.
Yeah, with the onion rings.
Barbecue sauce, yeah. Onion rings on it. They don't sell that anymore.
No, I did see that. That's
a well, and like I go, there's a Burger King. I trail run a lot, and there's trails out in an area, Wildwood, that you know of. And when I drive back, if I'm feeling up to it, I always stop at Burger King. And one day I was like, oh, I could really go for a rodeo burger. Again, this was like two years ago.
Yeah.
It wasn't there. I'm like, what? What happened to the rodeo
burger? Yeah, Burger King switches over too much. It's kind of annoying in a lot of ways what they do. And that's why it's hard to say discontinued, because I read a lot of stuff is, oh, it's gone for a few years and it comes back. And whereas I know the fried pies at McDonald's are probably not coming back. I sure as hell know the beef tallow fries are not coming back.
That'd be so awesome. But I want to like make my own version of that.
And it's funny you mentioned about that rodeo burger is my wife's out of town this week. So my son and I are going through Bachelor Chow. And
nice.
I made some burgers the other day and made onion rings. And that's what I did. I put the onion ring on the burger, dumped barbecue sauce.
It was great. It was really, and it was a dollar.
Yeah.
Like, I would get three of those. Be like, oh, sweet. I'm good to go.
Now I'm going to end this tie with KFC, formerly known as like Kentucky KFC. Fried Chicken. Yeah.
I don't like it. There's only two things I ever liked there, and I think it's only because it's when I got my wisdom teeth pulled and all I could eat was their mac and cheese and their mashed potatoes. I think their chicken, there's so much better chicken anywhere else in the world.
Speaking of their chicken, there was a time period when they were doing all their different Colonel Sanders or whatever, and they would have all these different flavored chickens, and they're like Nashville hot chicken, honey mustard, or seasoned mustard or whatever chicken, and they would do, and then they kind of disappeared. I do remember they made a Cheetos chicken sandwich.
I remember that too.
Yeah.
I never had it. I remember the commercials for it.
It was unappetizing because the bright orange ooze that came off of it just didn't look very good. But there's two things that KFC really, when it comes to items they have come up with and they've let go. One is the potato wedges.
Garbage. Too much potato in it. Not worth it.
Well, I've never been a steak fry fan.
Exactly. Yeah.
But a lot of people lost their minds saying that this is one of the worst things. It was during the pandemic they did this, and they switched over to regular fries. My opinion is, why are you going to KFC and getting fries as a side?
Especially during the pandemic also.
But Ty,
supporting local chicken places, man.
I'm going to play you the commercial for the time that the lords and ladies of KFC looked to the sky and cursed the gods.
Okay.
What's up with chicken sandwiches?
Big bun, puny chicken. It takes two to fill me up.
Give me one chicken!
Finally!
Hello, chicken.
Someone was listening.
He's got two of everything.
Two pieces of cheese.
Two pieces of bacon.
And two pieces of chicken.
So long, bun.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is a chicken sandwich.
The new KFC Double Down Chicken Sandwich. So much 100% premium chicken, we didn't have room for a bun. Tried an original recipe or grill.
Hey, Colonel, you the man.
Unthink. It tastes the unhungry side of KFC.
The first question I have is, who the hell's getting a grilled Double Down?
So, it's funny you mention that. You remember, I know you remember when I was hardcore on Atkins. Like, I lost 100 pounds. I managed to keep 50, 60 of those pounds off. But the way I did that was by being incredibly strict with a low-carb diet. No pasta, no bread, no none of that stuff. Like, I ate none of that. I wouldn't even try the Double Down because see the commercial for it. I'm like, no, I'm going to have a heart. Like, the guy who came up with the Atkins diet died from a heart attack. I'm like, that's the way I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. If I go get one of those grilled chicken Double Down sandwiches. So that was even a bridge too far for me. And I could eat as much protein as I wanted when I was on Atkins. But there was no way in hell I was going to get a Double Down. I mean, you would have to be hella greasy after eating it, too.
So KFC, for those of you that missed, decided they were going to make a sandwich where the bun was two pieces of fried chicken.
Not, hey, bud, puny piece of chicken.
Yes. And then bacon, cheese, and Colonel sauce.
It was American cheese also, from what I recall. Yeah.
This was back in 2010. And this is, again, this is KFC that looked around and said, what do we got here? Well, we got potatoes, we got corn, we got some chicken, we got some cheese, gravy, throw it all in the bowl. And
Pat Oswalt has a great bit about the KFC bowl.
But the Double Down was this just abomination. And I remember even I'm like, anytime I see something new, I'm like, oh, I got to go try that. I'm like, I just can't. It wasn't until it's been re-released a few more times.
Okay.
There was one time my wife made me split it with our son, who must have been like 7 or 8 at the time.
What did he think of it? Because he can be particular.
Yeah, no, I think we both were like, I don't know about this. But the commercial, I want to make special mention of the commercial. It starts off with their voices really high. I don't know if they're supposed to be like women or children. Oh, I can't tell. I'm a man. I need real food.
Yeah.
And then when they see the double down, their voices are normal. Like the one guy's like, chicken sandwiches are too small. I need two to fill me up.
Yeah. Like what? It's utterly absurd. This was a just this is kind of Burger King when they came out with the black bun Whopper and that was turning everybody's bowel movements mad. Like that's what I feel like the double down is in a similar territory as that whatever the hell Burger King called that hamburger.
Well, Ty, if you think the double down is the front to God, we're going to take a break and then I'm going to introduce you to the lords and ladies of Taco Bell.
Nice.
Hello all, this is RD and I want to talk to you about something called Public Forum Productions. Now you've heard me reference it, and if you are a person that looks deep into the notes, you'll see that Public Forum Productions actually is the producer of The Ex-Millennial Man, the podcast you're listening to right now. Well, 2024 is going to be a big year at PSP, and I want to invite you to become part of that. Go to publicforumproductions.com and you can see the stable of shows we have. It's a network, kind of like, think of it like Netflix, and Ex-Millennial Man is one of the shows. We also have High Heels and Politics, First Watch, Rewatch, and coming in 2024, we already have two shows actively in production right now. One is called Where Did You Go to High School? I know a lot of our listeners are in the St. Louis area and are in Southwest Ohio because you guys know Ty or myself. And that's the biggest question. Where did you go to high school? For the record, I went to Lafayette High School in St. Louis, in the St. Louis area. But it's a big, big deal. My son here in Southwest Ohio goes to a really well-known high school, and it kind of identifies who we are. Also, the other show we have working on is called Satan Remembers. It's a history of the 1980s Satanic Panic. That is where we're done planning it. We're getting ready to record, do interviews and stuff. And I want to really make this good. It's going to be a series that's going to go through what happened in the early 1980s and kind of the moral panic and the accusations of Satanism that destroyed a lot of people's lives, destroyed a lot of people's businesses, and all were completely unfounded. And I want to do that now because a lot of what we saw 40 years ago, we're seeing today. So I think it's very important. Again, go to publicforumproductions.com, reach out to me, and if you want to be a guest, if you want to do your own podcast, if you have information that can help us with these things, because like I said, those two shows are currently in production, but we have a few that are in pre-production, and I'm going to really need some voices for there. So again, publicforumproductions.com, and let's get back to the conversation.
Okay, Ty, it's time to talk about Fourth Meal.
Okay, before we get into it, I don't like Taco Bell. Don't yell at RD in the comments. Don't yell at me. I think everything tastes the same. My wife and kids love it.
I love it.
You like it. I'm not a fan. I don't eat at Taco Bell ever.
And there are some legendary items. I will tell you right now, I am assured, it's assured that I will go to Taco Bell if something new is on there and I will try.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a big fan of their little cantina stuff that they have now.
My son loved his chicken cantina quesadilla.
Back when I used to actually observe, the only Catholic thing I did was observe Lent. I'd give something up. I gave up fast food one Lent. It was the time they came out with the Doritos tacos.
Oh, and man.
That Easter Sunday, I went and got Doritos tacos. And I'm like, those are really, really good. And nice. I would be remiss. I don't have it on my list, but I'm remiss of saying that they still have the Doritos tacos, but they don't have the Cool Ranch Doritos tacos, which were great. And then the like spicy Doritos tacos, which I wasn't as crazy about.
Doughboys had their Munch Madness, which is their March Madness thing, and they did Taco Bell. Boy, oh boy, were they upset about the Cool Ranch Doritos.
No, those were really, really good. I'm going to start off, Ty, playing an early commercial for Taco Bell, because two of the three items are going to talk about on here, and I want you to get a flavor of what late 1970s Taco Bell culture is like.
When you're hungry for burritos of cream, really hungry for a taco, you know what I mean. Got a craving for
So this was before the Run for the Border or Yo Quiero Taco Bell phase.
Yeah.
It was just Taco Bell.
Sitcom-y like a song on there. They made tostadas there?
So there it is. There's two items. They talk about four items in there. Beefy burrito, which they still have. Yep. Taco, which they still have. But then they had the enchirito, which was which did come back, I want to say, about a year ago. But you had to order it through the app. You could order it in store because I think they had to special prepare it. Yep. And then they had tostadas.
Tostadas, yeah, which I love. I didn't know they ever made those.
There were two other items they started off with. Yeah, and they don't make the tostada anymore or the enchirito. And they all had these little black olives on them. No. But the first one is the Bell Beefer. Taco Bell had a burger called the Bell Beefer. And I think they had it almost through the 80s. It was like a sloppy Joe is what it was.
Oh, gross. The name's gross and the description sounds gross.
The other thing they had, which they discontinued for a while, but they just recently brought back. And the reason why I got all this from a podcast, Business Wars, when they were talking about Taco Bell versus Chipotle. And the guy who invented Taco Bell, invented, I say, because a lot of people think he just stole from Del Taco. Mm-hmm. But he wanted to entice people to come in. And so he had to have an item that he thought people would be interested in to come try tacos. And that was the Mexican pizza.
Okay. Yeah.
Which so, I love.
Yeah. So that's what you and I were talking about this. And when I did eat Taco Bell, you and I worked together at a company that threw parties for stuff.
Yeah. Carnival trucks. Company. I tell people all the time, Carnival. Yeah. It's like so, inflatables and stuff.
But like my job, my main job there was loading trucks. Me and I think there were like, what, four of us who worked there as well. Because you were a quote-unquote bigwig there. You were one of our bosses. You would take us out to lunch occasionally. And one day we went.
I got a salary. I got the same paycheck every 2 weeks.
Hey, man. For as crummy as that job was at times, that was the most I ever got paid, including when I worked at a dental lab, which was what I went to school to learn. But no, like you would take us out to lunch occasionally. I vividly remember one time you took us to a two-hour lunch at Panda Express, which I think you got in trouble for, or maybe just talked to about it. But where we were, there were a lot of fast food places. And we went to Taco Bell one day and, you know, ordering food. We're all sitting down. And I'm going through my menu, my order, eating stuff. And I get to my Mexican pizza, which I got. And I took one bite. I'm like, this tastes weird. And I bumped my buddy. I'm like, hey, does yours like taste like soap to you? And he said, yeah, it's really weird. Then you must have heard us because you looked up at the two of us. You're like, oh, yours tastes bad. I looked down. You had eaten more than half of your pizza, which tasted like
It tasted
soap.
Terrible.
The whole damn thing tasted like dish soap. And I was a guess that you were able to power through more than half of that thing when I took one bite. And I was a lot bigger than you were back then, too.
I cannot
believe how much of that you ate.
I love my Taco Bell. Love my Mexican
but
pizza.
It tasted like soap. Dude.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Now, Taco Bell did go a little nuts starting in the 2000s. And the last thing I'm going to talk about with them was actually before that, but I want to get through some of these other things. They invented a Mountain Dew flavor for themselves, or Mountain Dew did.
That's the Baja one?
Yeah, Baja Blast. When they decided to do breakfast, which is another podcast in itself, they had Mountain Dew AM, which was like two-thirds Mountain Dew and a third orange juice.
Oh, my God.
Their breakfast menu
cup, dude.
Yeah, their breakfast menu alone had, like, at one time, a pancake taco. It was just sausage and eggs in the pancake. Then they did the waffle taco. It basically was
same thing, I assume.
Worst coffee I've ever had. I'm not a big coffee drinker, but I know bad coffee, absolute worst I've ever had.
Okay.
But a few other things Taco Bell would toy with all during the years, or especially in the 21st century, is like sauces. So they had the lava sauce, the volcano taco, I think it was called.
Didn't Adam Devine do the ads for that?
I think you're right.
I think he did. Yeah, I think I've heard him talk about that on their podcast.
For a long time, you want to talk about the fried apple pies. When McDonald's got rid of them, Taco Bell still had the caramel apple empanada, which was great, and they don't have that anymore.
Do they still do the cinnamon twist there?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Because
I did like those when I would eat that.
Long when I went there, I got their like meal box, and they were in there, and I'm like,
oh, nice.
They had the chili cheese burrito or the chili.
Dad's favorite. That's his favorite thing from that.
What's weird about that, though, is it's not that it's discontinued. It's like weirdly regional. The thing with Taco Bell, you can almost get anything made because it's all the same, like five or six ingredients.
It all tastes the same. Yes. What I've been saying.
Except the chili cheese burrito. It had chili. It did not have the ground beef. So it was like the only thing that had that. The Taco Bell by me in Ohio actually still has it. So I'm lucky. Well. But I know a lot of people say, oh, they don't have that one anymore. I do have to make special shout out to my favorite thing they've ever done, and can't believe they haven't done it, with how much I gave crap to the Double Down. Taco Bell made something called the Naked Chicken Chalupa, which the shell was a fried chicken.
You told me about this yesterday, and I was flabbergasted.
And it had this like green sauce in it, and like lettuce and stuff. It was small. It was really small, and it had its own little carrying case. But oh man, was it righteous! I so much wish they would bring that back. They have a like Frito burrito. For a while, they had a chili Frito burrito. Awesome chili cheese.
I think that was our dad's favorite.
Yeah. Oh, that was absolutely incredible. There was the grilled stuffed nacho. It was a big, like, almost like quesadilla thing, but it's supposed to be a nacho. But Tom, I'm going to talk to you about the fast food item that if somebody asked me to remove somebody from society and they'd bring it back for me, I would consider it.
Okay. I can't wait to hear what now, this is.
I don't have not just one, but I have two commercials for this item. Okay. And they pushed it heavily. I believe this was the 1995 NBA Finals. It was the Houston-Orlando one. So okay. It's Hakeem Olajuwon and Shaquille O'Neal. I'm going to play the first commercial and then the second commercial. And again, we're going to play Guess the Voices, all right?
All right.
Some people love our crunchy tacos. Others, our soft tacos. Now Taco Bell introduces the double-decker taco. Our delicious original taco joined with beans and a soft tortilla. It's the taste big enough to bring the two sides together. The Double Decker Taco, just 79 cents.
So all that music is Hakeem and Shaq like becoming friends because they agree on the taco. Who narrated that?
Is that James Earl Jones?
No. I'm going to say it wrong. I always say it wrong. It's his birthday today. Keith David.
Oh, Keith David, from Something About Mary. And The Thing. They Live. And the Thing.
But that's like the first commercial to introduce it. But this is the commercial I remember really well. And I want to see, you should at least know, you should know who all three of these people are.
Okay.
Crunchy. Soft, crunchy, soft.
Why are the two biggest, baddest sinners on the planet arguing over tacos when they could have this?
The new double-decker taco from Taco Bell.
That's big.
What do you think?
Wait till they try this. Introducing the nacho cheese double-decker taco. All the double-decker taste you love, now smothered in nacho cheese sauce. Just 99 cents. Only at Taco Bell.
You guys are millionaires. Buy your own. Buy your own.
So, Hakeem. And
Shaq and Spike Lee.
Spike Lee.
Yeah. Why he's chilling for Taco Bell and for Nike?
And like I said, this is mid-90s. So this is really like, Spike's always been serious. But
I adore Spike Lee. I have nothing bad to say about him. I think it's great.
But especially the double-decker taco with nacho cheese.
So you would remove a person from the earth to bring back a double-decker taco.
Yes.
You realize you can go buy flour tortillas, refried beans, and hard shell.
Every single time, because my son really likes crunchy tacos, every single time we make tacos, I make sure my wife has refried beans and flour tortillas, and I make double-decker tacos.
Okay,
all
right.
Single time. And I want Taco Bell to bring them back so bad. Why Taco Bell got rid of them?
Why did they not do that?
No idea. During the pandemic, a lot of restaurants just cut, and I mean, that's what they did. And I'm sure it's on their quote-unquote secret menu, but I mean, you know.
I'm always too afraid to order from secret menus.
Yeah. But the double-decker taco with a nacho cheese was super legit.
So what is it about it? What do you like?
I don't know. I love Taco Bell's tacos. Not 100% meat or whatever.
Well, like, because we go to the first half of the podcast and I said I think Burger King is the best. I think it's the best because whatever food science they made to make it taste like a frame broiled burger. That's what I like about it. So I'm just curious what you like about the double-decker taco.
And a part of it with Taco Bell is where I went to college. I mean, you know where I went to college. It's literally the middle of nowhere.
It very much is. You're close to Columbia.
I'm like 30 miles from Columbia. But where I went to college, there was my school. There was the formerly all-girls schools, all girls when I was still there. And then there's a state hospital for the criminally insane and a nuclear power plant.
And he's not, this is not a joke. This is real.
And around there, we didn't have tons of fast food. We had a Sonic, but we had a Taco Bell, like literally between the two colleges. And I ate a lot of Taco Bell.
Sure.
And I know a lot of people say, like, oh, the chicken soft taco. No, no, I didn't.
I like that one. I would eat that.
It may be like the Del Taco chicken soft taco is outstanding.
I've never had Del Taco in my life.
There used to be one right by High Point.
There also used to be one right by SLU.
Okay.
I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah.
I think it's Chipotle now, actually. SLU College, not SLU High
School. Yeah, yeah. Del Taco's good stuff.
That's what I've heard. I've never had it, though.
Really, really good. But I just, Taco Bell just has always had this thing for me, and I just love that double-decker taco. And part of it, too, is I remember that ad really well. The Shaq go crunchy, and Hakeem go soft.
I just like the whole, like, plot or idea of somebody comes to you and like, hey, we're going to bring this thing back. But it's kind of like that crappy Richard Kelly movie, The Box,
yep.
where, like, you can press a button and you get $1 million, but somebody somewhere dies.
You know what? Richard Kelly, call me up. We'll make that movie.
That's the guy who made Donnie Darko, right?
Yep. So I'm going to
watch The Box and it was lame. So
I'm going to end here, Ty. I'm going to do a few Wendy's things, a couple other ones. And then the last one, which weirdly has this massive cult following, I would not even try it. But there's recipes to remake it all over the internet. But the first thing I want to talk about is the Wendy's Superbook.
I have no idea what that
is. You never remember the Wendy's all-you-can-eat buffet.
I remember the Pizza Hut buffet very well. Yeah. I have no idea Wendy's had a buffet.
This is one of those things that I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. And I want you to think about Wendy's. What's Wendy's had? It has burgers, fries,
Frosty,
chilies,
chili, potato.
Okay, I'm going to play this commercial for the Wendy's Super Bar. Just get an idea of where you could go to Wendy's, and this is what you could have for dinner.
You know, Wendy's Super Bar is great for families because there's something for everyone, like our fresh salads from our garden spot, Mexican food, including do-it-yourself tacos, and delicious pasta with your choice of sauce. There's even dessert, and you can come back as often as you like. Plus, right now, our Super Bar is an even better value.
Because every day after 4 p.m., Wendy's all-you-can-eat and drink Super Bar is just $3.99.
Gee, it must be 4 o'clock.
That was Wendy's founder, Dave Thomas. The Super Bar was like late 80s to early 90s. So $4, all you could eat and drink, was still a great freaking deal.
That's an awesome deal. You know what that restaurant reminds me of, though, is Moe's Family Feast. Because it's just like, we have dessert and we have pasta and we have Mexican food. Like, what? Where are your square burgers and your Frosties?
Yeah. Why are you going to Wendy's for... Like, I don't think they had burgers or fries on the Super Bar, but it was like just a regular old buffet bar.
That's crazy to me. I never knew that was a thing.
It actually went from 88 to 98, I've written here. It closed because they were just losing money hand over fist.
I'm sure $4 to go eat whatever you want. You can make your own tacos at a Wendy's.
I can't remember eating at the Wendy's Super Bar, but I remember it existing.
I have no idea. I'm sure mom and dad took us to Ponderosa, which is probably $4 also.
Yeah.
But dad could get steak there.
But just, so. I mean, just a weird, like, along with the beef fries from McDonald's, that's one thing that's never coming back.
Definitely not. Yeah. Definitely not since the pandemic.
No,
either,
no. And you'll find there's used to be the KFC. I think you said that the KFC.
Pizza Hut.
Oh, you said Pizza Hut. Yeah, they're. Going back to my trip to Hawaii, we went to a Pizza Hut and they had the buffet. And we're like, did time like stop in Hawaii back in like 1990 or something?
If they had the lamp set. Oh, my God. That's amazing. When I played football in high school in summer, me and a couple of the other offensive and defensive linemen, I played defensive line. We would go to this thing called speed camp to help with our footwork, but you ran a lot at it. And then four or five of us, bunch of 6'2", 250, 60, 70 pound teenage boys would just go in and ramshackle the Pizza Hut buffet.
Yeah.
Loved it. It was great.
Oh, yeah. Pizza Hut buffet is great. There used to be some KFCs that had a buffet. Which
I didn't know that either.
Had KFC stuff on it. And I don't know if it exists anymore, but this had to be before the pandemic, almost halfway between Columbus and Cincinnati. There's two things everybody knows. There's the Hell is Real sign. There's a sign when you go one way, it's got the Ten Commandments. And then the other side, it's in big letters, Hell is Real. And not that I'm a big Major League Soccer fan. The Columbus and Cincinnati team, they call their game the Hell is Real game, which I think is
nice. That's dope. Yep, I like that.
But the other thing is there's this big outlet mall and it had a KFC with a buffet.
Oh.
And one time I think I was bringing my son up to the kids' museum in Columbus. Really, really good. You've been to the one in Indianapolis, which is better, yeah. But this is pretty good.
Okay. All right.
We were going up there, so I go, oh, they have a KFC buffet. He and I went in there, and Central Ohio people going to a KFC buffet, it was not cleanly.
No disrespect. You're no. Just saying what you experienced.
A couple of other things that Wendy's has had over the years, because they've gone kind of crazy, because Wendy's is like, oh, we've got salads and chili and mom can eat here. And then we have this thing with 18 pieces of bacon.
And so gross.
7 pieces of cheese.
Yeah, Baconator. Is that what that one's called? Yes. Yeah.
My son.
I tried that and it was awful.
My son, his Wendy's order is son of Baconator, Baconator fries, and a Diet Coke.
See, my problem, and it's not just Wendy's, but Wendy's seems to be the most appalling use of it, is I don't like mayo.
Yeah,
they slather everything in mayo.
Is this just a couple of years ago they had these hot honey sandwiches, chicken sandwiches, and chicken biscuits?
Oh, that would be awesome.
They were great, and they got rid of them in the early 90s when Bread Company became Panera and started to get big. Mm-hmm. They had these frescata sandwiches, which is supposed to compete with Bread Company. Never did.
I've never even heard of those.
Now, Todd, I'm going to end here on one thing that I would also consider crimes for if I got to try it, and then one thing that I'm like, no way.
Wait, you would consider crimes for something that you haven't even tried?
Well, I could make this, though, so that's okay, what I'm thinking. Right. And I'm curious. I'm curious what you think about it. Carl's Jr. / Hardee's.
Mm-hmm.
And they said this was only available, and I know I was going to stay away from regional stuff because I never remember this, but I know they said it was pretty available, but not everywhere.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember Hardee's. They used to have ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So one of the things on their menu, and as a matter of fact, it became so popular, it started to prepackage, is you could get a strawberry frosted Pop-Tart, broke it in half, and they'd put a scoop of vanilla ice cream between it.
I don't remember that, but that sounds awesome. Now I want to go buy strawberry Pop-Tarts and put some vanilla ice cream in it.
Yeah, they said it became so popular, they had them prepackaged for a while, then they just stopped.
Wow. That sounds, especially if the Pop-Tart's toasted a little bit.
Ooh, yeah, that's what they said. They break it in half. So it wasn't that big. I'm not saying.
Yeah, you know, no, it doesn't have to be. It's a Pop-Tart with a scoop of ice cream. That's great.
So Sonic.
Yeah, I'm very hit or miss with Sonic.
Cherry Limeade, I think, is
very
good. God-tier drink.
I like the Cheese Coney.
Yes.
Their burgers, I'm not big on.
Yeah, yeah, neither am I. And during the pandemic, my son would do trivia contests every now and then. He did, like, what fast food restaurant has the worst cleanliness record, and it's Sonic, so it's always kind of like
right. Yep.
But Sonic's mostly known for their drinks, and they have, it even says that you can, they, with all the combinations, it's like almost a million different drinks you can make.
Wow. Okay.
And a few years ago, they decided they were going to go big on, they had like fried pickles and pickles on sandwiches, and they also made a pickle slush.
Nope. I'm out. Nope. So back when I was playing football in high school, I remember one year we had a game in early September and it was super hot. Coaches made us drink pickle juice to stay hydrated. I got very sick during the game. So I didn't eat pickles for years. Now that I'm a distance runner, I eat them again, but strictly for the salt that's inside of them. I'm not the type of person who's going to open up a jar of pickles and eat them. So the idea of drinking a sweet slushy drink with the undertones of pickle flavoring sounds vile to me. There's no way I want to even try that.
It would had a weird cult follow. Okay.
Why? What is the deal with it?
And this came out, I think it was 2017 or 2018. But Ty, I want to read you. His website is called The Outline, and someone put a post on it.
Okay.
And it was, the title of the post is, "The Sonic Pickle Juice Slush was created by people who hate pickles."
Okay, well, I'm not, I eat them, but I'm not the biggest fan of them.
So this is by Carolyn Haskins, and I'm just going to take a little, she starts off here about how much she likes pickles, and then she says, "I thought perhaps a pickle juice slush had the potential to convince people to incorporate more pickles into their lives, undoubtedly a good thing."
Okay.
"To start with the basics, the first thing about pickles, it should be sour, spicy, not sweet. Bread and butter pickles are an abomination." I don't know if I agree with her. There's a
I agree.
I know most people do.
You and our mom are the only two people I know who like bread and butter pickles.
Relish doesn't do it for me. Oh, man, I love relish.
Relish is fine.
Hamburger pickle could be more. So, look, this woman is doing her pickle thing. Okay, this is where I'm staying, which is good. That's what you got to do.
Absolutely.
And she likes what you would think of as traditional pickles. So I had certain expectations. On a recent afternoon, I ventured to a Baltimore Sonic parking lot with my friend. We'd finished a few days of riding, The slushie arrived. I immediately had a bad feeling. It was fluorescent yellow green, like radioactive urine. It was far too yellow and diluted to match up with the murky color of most good pickle brines, as the optimal pickle tone is a rich forest green. But that's just the way it looks. So she said, I'm going to take a drink of it. I took my first sip. My apprehension, it turned out, was deserved. It was sweet, like a weak fruit drink made from a concentrate that barely tastes like the fruit flavor it claims to imitate. But after a few seconds, there was a relish-like aftertaste that lingered in my mouth.
And this is supposed to be like a refreshing drink on a hot day. That's what everybody wants, is the aftertaste of relish when you're drinking it. That is so gross. Jesus, that sounds vile. Sounds horrible.
I got to give her credit because she perfectly explained why I would never drink it.
Well, and that's the thing with what she wrote there. She is painting an image with her words, and she is deterring me from ever wanting to try this abomination that they made. This might be this. No, it's not my. This is worse than the double down.
Oh, yeah. The double down is like hedonism. It's like the hedonist spot or whatever.
People feeding it to me.
Of all the things I looked at, there is nothing I read. I mean, there's some discontinued items well before our time. There is a McDonald's Hulu burger, which was used for Lent. Instead of the burger, they had a fried piece of pineapple. With cheese on it and stuff. It was actually, shout out to Cincinnati. It was a franchise in Cincinnati that said, hey, why don't you use fish instead of the pineapple and create a fish fillet? But that was like, there was a couple of, again, another podcast, some items you can get outside of this country that maybe don't sound as good. Taco Bell did, this was well before my time, so well before yours, had a seafood salad at one time.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. I know they had like shrimp tacos once, and I got one. I'm like, why the hell am I eating shrimp from Taco Bell? So some of those things, but those were kind of one-off stuff like that. Nothing that I thought was definitively gross did I read about till I read about that pickle slush.
Yeah. Interesting, too, because when I did do my little bit of research for this, there wasn't anything from like a fast food restaurant that I necessarily missed, except for maybe that rodeo burger. But if we were to talk about discontinued items from other companies, there's one thing I would focus on solely, and it's citrus cooler Gatorade. Like, that's a thing I miss that they don't make anymore. But I also don't drink much Gatorade anymore either. But no, it's just like, I get why these places try, because you want to try something different. But McDonald's has their burgers. KFC has their chicken. Sonic has their, not their pickle slushies, but their other. So like, these places have what's good. Just stick with that. You don't all have to be Cheesecake Factory. You don't all have to be Wendy's Buffet, where it's random nonsense. Like, if you have something good that you make, just stick with that and people will continue to come back. I've never been to In-N-Out, but you said about In-N-Out. Just get a burger. That's what they're known for. When I went to Shake Shack, I got a burger and a shake because Shake Shack. So it's like, that's what I get when I go to those places. I know a lot of people, yourself included, like when Taco Bell does all this stuff, but I also know a lot of people are mad when they take stuff off the menu, too.
Yeah,
so,
like the double-decker taco.
Or I heard Nick Weiger was opining when they took off the potato taco for a while, but I guess they brought that back.
And that was never my thing.
Well, it's just for vegetarians. Yeah. I think that's a good choice.
No, and I get it. Yeah, no, and I get it. I absolutely get it. That was a weird one that Taco Bell did. Taco Bell is just run by a bunch of coked up monkeys, as far as I know. I mean,
just people going nuts with whatever they
do. I mean, I do. And this is why I love Taco Bell, or the culture of Taco Bell, because they're like, oh, we've got a breakfast menu. Oh, we should have coffee. And they're like, yeah, we'll have coffee, but is it really Taco Bell style? Well, people can have some Mountain Dew. And like, it's not really a morning drink. And then somebody said, put orange juice in it. And they're like, give that man a raise.
He's the new CEO of the company.
That's why I'm like, ooh, breakfast Mountain Dew.
God, that's so gross, man. So gross. And like, I like orange juice with my coffee, but orange juice and Mountain Dew stuff is not right.
I'm gonna be honest here. I tried it. It's not great.
Okay, all right. So you have tried it. So you get it.
All right, Ty, well, if Taco Bell needs to reach out to you so they can talk to me about who needs to be eliminated from my double decker, where are they going to find you?
You can find me on Facebook and Instagram, Ty Kulik, TYKULIK, all lowercase. Come read my stuff on SeedSing, SEEDSING. Lots of basketball stuff going on right now. I'm writing about that, but I also do all the pop culture, movies, music, all kinds of stuff. Seedsing, SEEDSING. You can hear me on a few episodes of Chucklehead Chat, hosted by our buddy Glenn Adams, wherever you get podcasts. But as usual, check out our Patreon, check out First Watch Rewatch. We're recording an episode of that tomorrow, which I'm excited to talk to you about. But you can find all that stuff wherever. Most importantly, listen to me on this podcast, the Ex-Millennial Man Podcast. Rate, review us, tell your friends about us. And as always, Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, repeat all that. It was I that said something last night when I was at my son's track meet. I'm like, oh, I haven't followed the NBA as close and the playoffs are coming up. So,
oh, yeah. There's only four more games in the regular season, I believe.
Yeah, so we're getting ready for that. And first watch, rewatch, we're going to do the 1980-81.
Pornographic, like just watch.
Yeah, cartoon classic heavy metal.
It's not pornographic. It's Cinemax from what I saw.
Yeah, it's boobtastic. It's boobtastic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So we'll be going through that. So look for that on the 15th. And with all that being said, we thank you for years. Anything else that you may use to listen to the Ex-Millennial Man Podcast, remember, we are here every Saturday for free, wherever you find your fine podcasting shows. And all right, Ty, go get your family, pack up, fly to Hawaii, have your pie, have your fried pie, come home.
That would be delightful, man. Stay fresh, cheese bags.
क्षणास पूजिले अथांग स्वप्न लोचनी कणा कणात देखिले तुसे स्वरूप दर्पणी.
The Ex-Millennial Man Podcast is a production of Seedsing.com, fully owned by R.D. Kulik & Associates, LLC. Producers Ty Kulik and Ryan Kulik. Adequately engineered by Ryan Kulik.